An evil menace is threatening the quiet town of Enviroville. Al the Can, Dottie Bottle, and Pete the Jug have teamed up to combat pollution in their city. They are the Recyclables. We join the Recyclables as they hurry through the Indiana State Fair towards the Vegetable Garden. Enviroville's mayor, EnviroBill, is opening this year's fair by dedicating a section of the Vegetable Garden to the Recyclables and Carl the Compost Guy, the heroes that saved last year's state fair. Carlo the Cup, the mayor's unpaid summer intern, escorts the Recyclables next to Carl.
Okay, Dottie, you stand in the middle. Al, you're next to Carl. Pete, why don't you stand over there? Okay, that looks really good. Here are your shovels.
What are we going to do with these?
Well, we're going to spread this pile of humus on the garden. Your dirt looks good, Carl. Oh, it's not dirt, Pete. Humus is a nutrient-rich soil amendment that comes from compost piles or vermicomposting. This is a special pile of humus because it was made from candy apple. Ew, composting isn't gross. It just breaks unwanted plant material down into useful nutrients so new plants can grow up healthy and strong.
That's the circle of life, I guess.
That's right. This year, we've set up vermicomposting piles over there to take food scraps from the fair. Now, they're just like compost piles, but they use worms to break down the organic matter even quicker.
I'd like to thank the Recyclables and Carl the Compost Guy for being here for the Vegetable Garden dedication. Last year, these heroes stopped Candy Apple from terrorizing the Indiana State Fair. In honor of their bravery, we are dedicating the State Fair Vegetable Garden to them. Carl redesigned the garden to be environmentally friendly, and it uses compost made from a vericomposting system. Please join me in thanking Carl the Compost Guy and the Recyclables for all of their courage and hard work. And now the Recyclables will spread some nutrient-rich humus from the compost pile on the garden. Here, why don't you put some under these tomatoes?
The Recyclables pick up the shovels and begin spreading the humus on the garden.
I hate photo ops.
It's our reward for a job well done.
Ugh, just keep smiling and shoveling.
After the ceremony is over, the Recyclables wander around the fairgrounds until Pete spots a food vendor.
Some food is all the reward I need.
Pete, you know how sick you got from eating all that fair food last year.
Don't worry, I've learned self-control. Sir, what are you selling?
Tomatoes, of course. It's the year of the tomato at the state fair.
That's why the garden was full of tomatoes, Pete.
We're selling deep-fried green tomatoes, tomato shake-ups, and even tomato funnel cakes.
Must have fair food.
What happened to your willpower, Pete?
Tomato cotton candy.
Come on, Pete.
We've got some paperwork to catch up on.
And so the Recyclables leave the fair and return to their daily recycling tasks. But late that night, in the garden, the humus that the Recyclables spread during the ceremony has affected the tomato plants. The tomato vines snake and grow to cover the entire garden, crushing other plants under their twisting weight. Within a few hours, hundreds of cherry tomatoes ripen on the vine. These silent but deadly fruits wiggle and bounce excitedly as the large mass of vines begins to move. The vines fall away to reveal a giant tomato.
Candy apple lives! Oh, yuck. Dirt ball.
But this creature isn't candy apple anymore.
I'm not?
No. The compost made from candy apple has affected an heirloom tomato plant in the garden, infusing it with the essence of apple. She's candy tomato now.
But I'm an apple.
No, you're candy tomato. You just have candy apple's memories.
But I feel like an apple.
You're a tomato.
How about candy tomapple?
Fine. Candy tomapple has the memories of candy apple, but none of the evil.
I thought I felt different.
The compost has also affected the cherry tomato plants in the garden, creating an army of ninja cherry tomatoes.
Oh, awesome! I've got an army of ninja tomatoes!
That's what I just said.
You were taking too long.
You keep interrupting. Would you let me talk?
Fine, Mr. Sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I'm... Okay, never mind. Candy Tomapple is back. She isn't evil, and she controls an army of ninja cherry tomatoes.
Well, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Be quiet. We're moving on with the rest of the episode. The next morning, Cousin Carlo calls the recyclables to tell them that something is wrong with the vermicompost at the state fair.
Oh, sorry, Dottie. I got here as quickly as I could. Where's Pete?
Pete left early to start the investigation, so he left me to get the gear.
You know some of that is, fragile.
I can see him now, stuffing his face while I pack all of his junk.
Why would we need all of this equipment?
If our experience at last year's state fair taught me anything, it's to be prepared. There, let's go. An Enviro Enforcer's work is never done.
Enviro Enforcer? That doesn't really roll off the tongue. Well, how about Hero Mentalists? Enviro Avengers? E-Men?
Our two plucky heroes head off to the state fair, where they meet up with Pete and Carlo. The two of them are already working their way through a table of fair food.
Guys, seriously? What are you doing?
Research? Oh, you guys have got to try these crispy things. I think they used to be Brussels sprouts. Ah. But to be honest, after the third funnel cake, everything tastes good. I'm lost in a blissful fried sugar haze.
You're disgusting, Pete. Here's your bag.
Thanks, but I don't need that now. Someone has dumped warm oil, grease, and ashes on the vermicomposting pile. It's a mess right now, but Carl the compost guy is working on it.
But Carl said the worms can't eat that type of organic matter.
Since food vendors are the only people at the fair who need to get rid of oil, grease, and ashes, Carlo and I interrogated each one.
You mean you asked them for free samples?
You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's just call it free fair food.
Anyway, Old Man Withers, who runs this food booth, is the only one who saw anything. Withers, tell them what you saw.
It was a ghost, I tell ya! The ghost of Candy Apple!
Yoinks!
There's no such thing as ghosts. You must have imagined it.
If that's what you want, I believe, sonny.
But there's something else. The garden is overgrown with tomato plants.
There are vines everywhere, but no tomatoes.
Those are the same plants where we spread Candy Apple's humus.
Ha! How do you like them apples?
This doesn't prove anything, old man. Gang, let's look in the garden.
After seeing the overgrown garden, Al's convinced.
Okay, I'm convinced. Let's look around the fair for this candy apple ghost or whatever came off of these vines.
The recyclables and Carlo search the fairgrounds until closing time.
We haven't found anything all day.
Let's stake out the garden and the vermicompost piles. Criminals always return to the scene of their crimes.
You've been watching too many police shows, Al.
Yes, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. Carlo, you and I will keep an eye on the garden. Pete, you and Dottie will stake out the vermicompost piles. If you see anything, call us.
Our heroes settle down for a stakeout. After a little while, Al's cell phone vibrates.
Al, it's Pete. We're bored.
Us too. Have you seen a ghost?
No.
Hey, which do you like better, Enviro Hero or Green Forcer?
Enviro Hero? What are you talking about?
Is he still on that?
I'm trying to think of a word that describes the recyclables. What about Green Patrol?
Environmental Activist?
That'll never get approved. Enviro Justice?
There's no way I'm wearing tights.
Yeah, but we could have a satellite base.
Focus, boys. Al, what do you see?
We see the same thing we've seen for the last 4 hours. The vermicompost piles, the sheds, some composting barrels.
And a 6-foot-tall apple and 100 little dudes dressed in black and red.
What?
I said...
We heard you the first time. Is that our polluter?
If not, then there are 2 6-foot-tall apples at the state fair.
We're on our way, Al.
Dottie, what about the apple that's over there by the vermicompost pile?
Oh, my bottle! Al, there are 2 6-foot-tall apples at the state fair.
All the black and red ninja dudes are digging in the garden and, like, karate chopping up all the vines.
Very good, my tomatoes. Very good. Now pick up all of the vines and roots, and let's go to the vermicompost piles.
Guys, our candy apple and the ninjas are headed your way. We're going to follow.
Our candy apple is unloading buckets from a small cart. We're going to stop it before it contaminates more of the vermicompost piles.
Let's go juice that apple. Again!
Dottie and Pete jump up from their hiding spot and run after the evil apple. It stops prying the lid off one of its buckets and runs away. It doesn't get far, though, before it runs into Candy Tomapple and the ninja Cherry Tomatoes.
A 6-foot-tall tomato?
Who the heck are you supposed to be?
At that moment, Dottie and Pete run up behind the evil apple, while Al and Carlo cut off Candy Tamapple's escape.
Stop, foul fruits! You face the recyclables!
And Carlo!
We don't know how you regrew yourselves, Candy Apples, but you can't keep harming the environment. We weren't able to stop you from destroying the garden, but we will stop you from dumping oil and ashes in the vermicompost piles.
You poured oil and ashes on the vermicompost piles? Those worms are my friends! Get him, ninjas!
The Ninja Cherry Tomatoes, masters in the ways of Wang Chung, quickly pummel the evil apple into submission.
Ow! Ow! My eye! No, not my spleen! Ow! My kidney! Ow! Oh, ow!
Yeah, get him!
Dude, she's got ninjas.
They're my Ninja Cherry Tomatoes.
Your army of ninja candy tomatoes doesn't frighten us, Candy Apple.
I'm a little frightened.
I'm not Candy Apple. I'm Candy Tamapple now. I'm not evil anymore. I'm good.
So you didn't pollute the compost?
Pollute it? I love those little wiggly worms. Me and the ninjas felt bad that the garden was destroyed when we grew so big. So we broke up the vines, dug up the roots, and we were taking them to the vermicompost pile for my worm friends to eat. Then we were going to take back some humus to fertilize the garden while we replant it.
Oh, well, that kind of sounds like something we would do. But you're Candy Apple, the leader of the leftover gang.
That was Candy Apple. I told you that I'm Candy Tamapple now. You made me when you spread my compost on those healthy heirloom tomato plants. I have all of Candy's memories, but I like the environment now. I figured all of this out without any help from the narrator.
No, you didn't. I told you everything.
Quiet. No one can hear you.
I can hear the narrator.
All of us can hear him.
Yeah, he's really distracting when we're fighting people.
Because I'm telling the audience what you're doing.
It's okay. Nobody likes the narrator.
Hey, Candy? Maybe you should tell your ninjas to stop beating up on the evil apple.
Oh, sorry. Ninjas, halt!
Look, they're just wearing an apple costume.
Let's find out who's behind this environmental contamination.
Al bends down and pulls the mask off of the evil apple to reveal...
Old Man Withers!
Who?
Looks like someone didn't want to properly dispose of the waste oil from their tomato trailer.
Why did you dress up like Candy Apple?
And why did you tell us about the ghost of Candy Apple?
I saw her last night around the state fair. I found an old apple costume and dressed up like us so you wouldn't think it was me. I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for your recyclables and your ninjas.
Candy Tamapple and her ninja cherry tomatoes, with the help of Carl the Compost Guy, replant the state fair vegetable garden. She also sets up a booth to tell her rehabilitation story to fairgoers. Another mystery is solved, an evil polluter is stopped, and the state fair is saved again, thanks to the recyclables.
This episode of The Recyclables has been an...
Wait! I still need to know something.
Oh, sorry.
Candy Tamapple, how did you grow ninja cherry tomatoes?
I came from an American heirloom tomato plant. And they came from an Asian heirloom plant.
Oh, I get it. Go ahead, narrator.
Thanks. This episode of The Recyclables has been a production of the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Script by Mike Finkelstein and Rob Elstrow. Story by Mike Finkelstein. Directed by Rob Elstrow. Edited by Mike Finkelstein. Al the Aluminum Can, played by Andrew Peloso. Pete the Plastic Jug, played by Raymond Kester. Dottie Bottle, played by Amy Bucaritza. Candy Tamapple, played by Angela Taylor. Cousin Carlo, played by Rob Elstrow. Enviro Bill, played by Mike Brooks. Old Man Withers, played by Mike Finkelstein. Carl the Compost Guy, played by Raymond Kester. And narrated by Mike Finkelstein. For more information about the recyclables, visit www.recycle.in.gov. The recycle guides appear courtesy of the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control's Office of Solid Waste Reduction and Recycling.